your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Okay, Jimmy, I want to say that I don't disagree at all with what you're saying right now. I think it's false information for anybody who has any knowledge whatsoever of economics to say that we're in a recovery right now. The fact of the matter is, if you want to believe that we're in a recovery, and if that makes you feel better, more power to you. I believe it is, in a very real sense, false reporting right now. All you have to do is look at, and I don't mean a dead horse here, all you have to do is look at the inflation numbers, the debt numbers, etc., etc., and the amount of, what's even more important is the amount of people who really don't want to go back to work because the government is continuing to support them. But let's talk a little bit, Jim, about the mental health of the country right now. That's my main concern. People are getting shot. People are getting killed every day in the streets because of the level of frustration on the part of a segment of our society that is probably pretty sick. That's something that has to stop. Jimmy, your comments on that. Remember, this segment is 8 minutes and 15 seconds.
Yeah, so Al, I am very worried about the health, the mental health of the population. We do know from last year suicides had skyrocketed. We know that a lot of children, the mental capacity, the IQ rates for young children that were masked declined nearly 20% according to a study that is done every year for the last 20 years. IQs ages 2 to 5 year olds had dropped from around 100 to in the 70s, partly because those basic instincts that we learn from each other by looking at each other, by smiling, by understanding our environment around us and actually learning from that is really completely changed based on these mandates, the face masks and, of course, the isolation, the separation, and the fear. So
yep.
Our population is in a very serious risk. It's continuing, and just like the lies with the economy, I believe that right now it is propaganda in order to control people, and these are the same types of lies, and I don't think our government should be in the position to mandate these things when there's no justification for it. And when there should be
now, when you say to mandate these things, without justification, you're talking right now about the lockdowns, correct?
I'm talking about lockdowns. I'm talking about vaccine mandates that aren't working. I'm mm-hmm. talking about mask mandates in many places. People are done with it. They're emotionally frustrated. They're fed up. They don't know how to stand up. But the government continued. This administration continues to push these agendas through their Department of Health, through the Health and Human Services, through Anthony Fauci. And they're doing it, I think, at the detriment. I think it's all for control and it's for political ends. The same with the economy. They're trying to spin the economy to make it look better for them for the midterm elections so they can continue to stay in power. They're trying to continue to lock people down, trying to keep these mandates so they keep people afraid so that they can do mail-in ballots and they can manipulate the system with mail-in ballots because they have no moral high ground, no moral code that tells them that they can't manipulate the system any way possible with any ramifications, especially when they run the Department of Justice, which we see is absolutely embarrassingly politicized these days.
Well, it is. There's no question about that. The one place where there are a lot of places. I wouldn't be as close to Jim McKinney as I am if I didn't really admire the guy. Jimmy puts his money where his mouth is. Jimmy is actually picking up stakes and moving to a different part of the country because he doesn't like what's going on, particularly in the state of Washington. And all of that centers around two very, very important issues. One of them is the educational system, and the other one is the mandates. His children need to, every single day that they go to school, they need to have a COVID test, day in and day out. And the reason they need to do that is because Jim's research has proven, and I happen to agree with his research and other people's research, that COVID testing on a daily basis is a bit of an extravagant thing that really doesn't have to be done. People in non-risk categories don't need to be tested every single day. People in non-risk categories, especially children, don't need to wear masks 24/7, including in New York City, apparently, when they're in their own homes. That's ridiculous. That is something that is frightening Jim, and it's frightening me also. It is showing that we are having a huge amount of control by the government. And a good example that I'm about to prove is when you look at Governor Cuomo in New York and his brother who was fired from CNN, you want people like that telling us what we have to do? Do you want people telling us what we have to do like Andrew Cuomo, who basically forced people to go back into nursing homes when they died? I don't think so. I think that is the main problem with our country right now. I'd say that the main problem right now, as significant as it is, yes, we can pull out of this economically, but the control that's going on by people who are totally unqualified, as is happening in New York and as is happening in California, is something I do not want to see happen, and I simply can't support that. Jimmy, we got about 2 minutes left here.
Yeah, I absolutely, you know, that's why I made the decision. You know, my daughter's, you know, my son's out at Clemson right now, and he had AP calculus last year at school, locked down, you know, over the, computer. He goes out there and he has to retake it. And it's a challenge because he didn't really learn anything, even though he was valedictorian at the school. I don't want that for my children. No one really wants that for their children. They want the opportunity for them to learn, live good lives. And yep. I think that's really important for our society to continue to push for that. And yes, these individuals, these political leaders are using the justification to help and protect people. But the reality is they're not helping anybody in the long run because the risk is just not that high. It has been the largest propaganda campaign and the biggest fear campaign in human history, over this vaccine for less than 1% fatality rate, and very specific groups that we could have protected, and we're not. We're pushing it on everybody, and I think it's just it's terrible. We continue to stress out our society. We continue to stress each other out, and you're darn right. I'm going to someplace Joe Biden, the governor, said, hey, look, I'll fight you to the gates of hell before I force vaccine mandates. And where people respect each other, regardless of their race, regardless of their creed. You know, I'm done with the place like Washington State and Jay Inslee and these leftist ideologues.
I don't disagree, Jim. You're cutting in and out a little bit, so let me wrap this up. We got less than a minute here. Let me just say this. We live in a country where a guy like Jesse Smollett is basically costing the taxpayers huge amount of money with these ridiculous trials. Absolutely ridiculous. Unfortunately, our connection is getting worse and worse here, so we're going to wrap up this particular segment of KER Politics. Going to be back with the second hour. Going to be chatting with Dr. John Huber.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.